I think the sun is setting.
Okay, we're recording, so I guess we're on the clock.
All right, so I'll call this meeting back to order after our exec session, and we've had a lengthy discussion about goals and expectations with our executive director. And I guess I'd like to propose that we have a brief discussion about giving Aaron the COLA plus a raise of approximately $4,000. And Pam and Bill, how do you guys feel about rewarding Aaron with that for his work so far?
So far so good. You know, Aaron certainly when we interviewed him, had all of the, as my wife would like to say, has the good bones for this job. He had the experience and that gave him the potential to be an excellent executive director, but of course no port experience. He's been thrown into the port director's position at a time that is very difficult for anybody. The COVID pandemic was just clobbered us. Seemed like just weeks after he arrived, and I'm sure that wasn't his fault. So
I didn't break it, I promise.
Bam.
Well, Aaron, I just want to let you know how excited I am to work with you and how you work with each of us commissioners to be able to help us work together. And I see that you are also that same thing is happening in the different departments, like the yard staff, starting with the top on down, that the level of rapport and collaboration is opening up in a way that is really positive. So I'm seeing that with maintenance. I'm seeing that with the environmental person. So I'm seeing that you're so eager to be able to just try so many different things and go down to Quilcene and sit on the Quilcene Yacht Club porch many times and look forward to doing it again. And we did that even during the pandemic. And so looking forward to a lot with you.
Thank you. And it is a team effort here for sure with all the different departments you're talking about. A lot of great people here at the port working together. And just for the record, I'll be in Quilcene Tuesday getting a tour of the Yacht Club with Dave Ward, I think one of the Yacht Club's leaders. So,
Dave Ward of the airport?
Yeah, he's a Quilcene. Oh. And
I'm
really involved in the Quilcene Yacht Club. So, yeah, I figure if we're meeting about a Quilcene property, we might as well just do it in Quilcene.
Yeah.
And Aaron, I guess just spot. For me, you've done an excellent job. I've watched a couple people come and go from your position now, and you're far and away exceeding what was there. So it's great that you've come on board and I just see a completely different port in terms of how the staff feel about their jobs and how the trades feel about the administration. The trust level is extremely high, which was, just a short time ago was non-existent. And there was a time when I literally cringed at having to go to a commission meeting. So that is certainly not the case today. So good job doing that. Taming the beast. So I wish you many, many years of happiness here in Port Townsend and look forward to working with you. So
Les, what's the appropriate form here? Is it by resolution, by accolation, by
by the wave? No, just a voice vote is fine for the minutes, and then I'll work with Commissioner Henke to finalize the performance evaluation, get that finalized, and then over to Aaron for review and signature based on prior discussion.
Okay.
So I guess my question to Aaron is, I mean, how does that? I like to kind of, and I don't want to put you on a spot too much, but kind of, does that seem reasonable so far, what we've talked about?
Yeah. So you know, these are tough times, and you know, any discussion of pay in the backdrop of COVID, when so many people are hurting, is, I think, forefront in my mind. As I would just say, you know, my family and I, we're all really, really enjoying being here. I am very much enjoying the job and getting to know the port and looking forward to, you know, many more years of service. So I appreciate, you know, what I'm hearing is a vote of confidence from the three of you, and, you know, look forward to continuing down that path. And I know we'll keep talking about this and other topics, you know, particularly as we kind of roll into the 1 year review, which is now, I think only
four months away.
So yeah, no, I appreciate it very much.
Okay, great.
And I'll just say that for Commissioner Petronic and Commissioner Putney, thank you very much for your discussion today. It was good. Frank, but good. And that's good. I mean, that's what we do well. And I think that's what makes a commission effective. So
fastest way to come to a consensus is to talk from the shoot from the hip.
There you go.
So
I'll make a motion that we give Aaron, Executive Director Berg, a raise of $4,000 over the COLA that he will receive.
And I
second that.
Second that.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion's made and seconded and passed. And I think that concludes our business for today.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Good.
Thank
Bye,
you,
everybody.
Good night.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good evening.
Oh, yeah. It's just about that time.
It feels that way, too, with the lights out.
Oh, I know. See y'all.
Bye.
Well, yeah, I get up at 4:30, so bye.
Oh, well. You're getting off early.
Yeah.
Take the rest of the day off.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Okay. See
ya. See ya.